DeepEnglish.com. Sinking Ships and Breaking Walks. Fluency Booster. Part A. Give me liberty or give me death. These are the words of a famous American who lived over 200 years ago. Patrick Henry made a passionate speech that motivated people to fight the British. Who said, "Give me liberty or give me death"? Patrick Henry said, "Give me liberty or give me death." When did Patrick Henry live? Patrick Henry lived over 200 years ago. What did Patrick Henry motivate people to do? Patrick Henry motivated people to fight the British. Some Americans have forgotten his story, but they remember his famous call to action. Have Americans forgotten his famous call to action? No, they haven't forgotten his famous call to action. The words are remembered because they are about the strength of belief and his refusal to accept anything less than success. What are these words about? They are about the strength of belief and the refusal to accept anything less than success. He didn't say, "Give me liberty," or "Give me a delicious steak dinner." He didn't say, "Give me liberty or give me a good paying job." He said, "Give me liberty or give me death." Did he say, "Give me liberty or give me a delicious steak dinner"? No, he didn't say, "Give me liberty or give me a delicious steak dinner." Did he say, "Give me liberty or give me a good paying job"? No, he didn't say, "Give me liberty or give me a good paying job." What did he say? He said, "Give me liberty or give me death." There was no alternative to liberty for Patrick Henry. He would only accept complete freedom. What was the alternative to liberty for Patrick Henry? There was no alternative to liberty for Patrick Henry. The power of belief is a very American ideal. If your belief is strong enough, anything is possible. What do Americans believe about the power of belief? They believe that if your belief is strong enough, anything is possible. If you don't accept failure, anything is possible. If you refuse to give up, anything is possible. What happens if you don't accept failure? If you don't accept failure, anything is possible. What happens if you refuse to give up? If you refuse to give up, anything is possible. 250 years earlier, a Spanish man named Cortez understood this very well. He understood the power of belief and the power of not accepting failure. Cortez was a soldier and explorer. Did Cortez live before or after Patrick Henry? Cortez lived 250 years before Patrick Henry. Did he understand the power of belief? Yes, he understood the power of belief. Was Cortez a scientist? No, he wasn't a scientist. He was a soldier and an explorer. He is most famous for conquering much of the land that is now Mexico. At that time, most of Mexico was controlled by the Aztecs, a very large and powerful empire of Native Americans. What is Cortez famous for? Cortez is famous for conquering much of the land that is now Mexico. At that time, who controlled Mexico? At that time, the Aztecs controlled Mexico. Cortez arrived in 1519 with only 11 ships and 500 soldiers. When did he arrive? He arrived in 1519. How many ships did he have? He had only 11 ships. How many soldiers did Cortez have? He had 500 soldiers. His goal was to conquer the Aztecs, who had a population of 20 million. How big was the Aztec population? The Aztec population was 20 million. The Aztecs had controlled most of Mexico for 300 years. After only 3 years, Cortez and his small army would completely defeat the Aztecs. How long had the Aztecs controlled Mexico? They had controlled Mexico for 300 years. How many years did it take Cortez to defeat the Aztecs? It took Cortez 3 years to defeat the Aztecs. How was it possible for such a small army to conquer such a big empire? One reason was the Spanish were much more advanced in the art of war. They had better strategies and better weapons. Who had better weapons? the Spanish had better weapons. Who had better strategies? The Spanish had better strategies. This gave them big advantages, but not enough to conquer an empire of 20 million. Were better strategies and better weapons enough to conquer the Aztecs? No, better strategies and better weapons weren't enough to conquer the Aztecs. The Aztec Empire was large and powerful, but they were not completely united. Politics and infighting within the Aztec Empire made them weak. Were the Aztecs united? No, the Aztecs weren't united. What made the Aztecs weak? Politics and infighting within the Aztec Empire made them weak. Fighting between Aztec tribes and the neighbors of the Aztecs was also common. Were the Aztec tribes at peace with their neighbors? No, they weren't at peace with their neighbors. Was fighting between Aztec tribes and their neighbors common? Yes, fighting between the Aztecs and their neighbors was common. Cortés used this to divide and conquer. He made many deals with different Aztec tribes and neighbors of the Aztecs to support him against the Aztec rulers. Who helped Cortés fight the Aztec rulers? Some Aztec tribes and the neighbors of the Aztecs helped him fight the Aztec rulers.